God's name be glorified. I thank the Lord for this blessed opportunity that the Lord has given me to share His word before the saints over here. I am not a preacher as such, but whatever the Lord wants to share with all of you all, I request you to pray for me that the Lord may speak to all of you and this meeting might be a blessing for all of us. We know that we live in a world which is very busy, and every day we don't know how the day starts and how it ends, and we are engaged with so many works in our home and in our workplace. And most of the times it's like the work which we do, which is a secular work, it keeps us so busy that we sometimes don't find the time for our own personal life or our own family life. Such is the way the days are nowadays, because people, it's like unless or until you work, you can't earn, and then only you can run your family. And we all try to strive hard for our own family life and other things. And it's like when it's towards a weekend or towards a month, and we say that, oh my God, how fast the days have gone or how fast the months have gone, we don't know. And so busy are we in this world because of so many things. But in the midst of all that, do we find time for God? How are we when we sit in the presence of God? Do we seek time for God and the godly things? Or do we spend time reading the word of God? Or else do we have a personal relationship with God? Do we have a personal life with God? Or else, do we have a family prayer, a family time with God? We need to seek into our own life and see, do we as a family, do I spend time or give importance to God or seek God in our personal life? When you go to the Bible, there is a person whom we can see who had a busy schedule but still had a heart to seek God. Turn with me to Luke chapter 19. Luke chapter 19 and verse 1 to 9. Luke chapter 19 and verse 1 to 9. Then Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. Now behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector, and he was rich. He sought to see who Jesus was, but could not because of the crowd, for he was of short stature. So he ran ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was going to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your house. So he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. But when they saw it, they all complained, saying, he has gone to be a guest with a man who is a sinner. Then Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, look, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor, and if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore fourfold. And Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to this house, because he also is a son of Abraham, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. This is a very familiar passage, right? Most of us have learned in the Sunday school, and there's a song which goes with about Zacchaeus. Here we can see that Jesus was going to Jerusalem, and on the way he was passing through Jericho. And when we try to think about Jericho, Jericho is like an ancient and important city, and it was a good prosperous city with palm forest and balsam groves. Balsam groves is like a perfumed groves or a plant which is to spread around a good fragrance. So that was like the key thing about Jericho, and it was a well prosperous city. And in those days they were almost like they used to trade or they used to do business out of this palm tree and the balsam groves. It's such a good city altogether, Jericho. And Jesus was passing through this Jericho and going to Jerusalem. And there we can see about a man called Zacchaeus. And it said about Zacchaeus that Zacchaeus was a chief tax collector. When we say about a chief tax collector, obviously it's very obvious that no one can be chief unless until that he might be taking care of counties, like it may be like he was taking care of maybe two, three counties. Maybe like he had few other employees working under him. That's the reason he's called as a chief tax collector. And he might have, we don't know what was his working style, or else what was his work pressure. We don't know how was he, because when there are few employees working under him, they're obvious that few other people might be in favor of him, few of them might be against him. He might have had so many struggles around. We don't know about the family background, but we know only about this man that he was a chief tax collector, and which gives us a brief idea that being a chief tax collector, he had a lot of responsibilities in his workplace because he is heading that position and there are so many employees working under him. And in those days, the Jews, they used to hate people just Zacchaeus, or else what is it, the tax collectors. There's only one reason, because they have the liberty to charge them the taxes as much as they can. We know nowadays we have so many taxes like property tax, income tax, then what you say, personal tax, consumption tax. But for everything, there's a fixed rate which is being already kept. Like if it's a 20%, 15%, even when we go buy something, there's a VAT of 18%. So it's already fixed. In those days, the taxes were not fixed. So they had all the liberty to charge whatever they want. And the Jews this time used to hate these people, those who used to collect tax. And they used to collect whatever amount or they feel. Like if they feel, okay, fine, this man is good, let me charge higher from this man. This man is like, okay, let's have a mutual understanding. So that was the way which Zacchaeus, or else the tax collectors of those days used to do. And they had all the chances or all the liberty to earn more. And the word says very clearly that he was rich. He was only rich because he got an opportunity to grab the money, or to tax, or to charge high amount and to take out of it, and this to make good profit. And we can see over here, Zacchaeus was a rich man, being a chief tax collector. And when we come to verse 3, when we some verse 2, there he said, and he sought to see who Jesus was, and he sought to see who Jesus was. We just saw the background of Zacchaeus. He was a busy guy, probably because of so many responsibilities under him. But we can see that even though he was busy, he had a thought to seek who he is, who Jesus was. We know that we don't know the reason why he had that thought in his mind to seek God, but we can see only thing which is written very specifically. He sought to see who Jesus was. That was the thought in his mind. Maybe he had some personal problems, we don't know. Maybe he had some other issues, we don't know. Maybe he wanted to seek some peace, or else it can be that he wanted to see the man who Jesus is, because he might have heard from so many people that about Jesus, so many things, and he had in his heart that he wanted to see Jesus. But here we can see what the word of God clearly says, that he sought to see who Jesus was. We need to examine ourselves. Do we seek Jesus? When do we seek Jesus? Is it whenever there's a need, or is it we do seek Jesus daily? Most of the times it happens that when we seek Jesus, most of the time as a ritual, like getting up in the morning, just praying to God, or just before going to bed, just praying to God. We make it as a ritual. But here we can see the intent of which he wanted to see Jesus. When do we seek God? Most of the times when we have a personal problems, when we have problems in our workplace, when we have some other sicknesses, when our kids are not keeping well, something, we literally break down into the feet of Jesus. That time sometimes we are on our knees, other times we are on our leg. But here we can see that Zacchaeus, he sought Jesus. How do we seek Jesus? That's something which is very needed. We need to examine ourselves and see, do I seek Jesus every day, every time? Or do I seek Jesus only when there is a need? If that is the case, we need to correct ourselves. We need to say that we need to seek Jesus at all time. And as I said earlier, we spend our time seeking for the worldly things. We spend our time seeking for the things that satisfy our belly. We know that it's said normally, in India, we used to say, what do you say? Khana makan, which means food, clothing, and shelter are the basic necessity of a human being. And we all strive for that, there's no doubt about it. But the word of God says in, turn with me to Luke chapter 12 and verse 29 to 31. Luke chapter 12. Luke chapter 12 and verse 29 to 31. It says, "And do not seek what you should eat or what you should drink, nor have an anxious mind. For all these things the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knows that you need these things. But seek the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto thee." Really, it's something which we need to understand, that God knows our needs. We most of the times are running after the luxury. It can be we don't understand in our own personal life, but God knows that what is our need. He will fulfill the needs of our daily needs, but he has not promised us to fulfill the luxuries of this world. We hear the word of God clearly says, whatever is our need, once you seek the kingdom of God, He fulfills it at the right time. Now we need to examine ourselves, that am I seeking God at the time? Here we saw that Zacchaeus was a person Zacchaeus is a person who taught to seek God. Then we can see in the same verse, he sought to see Jesus but could not because of the crowd, for he was of short nature. But could not because of the crowd, for he was of short nature. We can see over here, Zacchaeus could not see Jesus because of the crowd. Here we can see that he had a hindrance. He wanted I don't know whether he was short like me or shorter than me, but he was short, and the people, those who were standing ahead of him, they were heighted. So he couldn't see Jesus. He knew that the vision or the sight which he wants to see of Jesus is being hindered because of the crowd in front of him. He understood that, and we can see over there that what hindered was the crowd in front of him. We need to look into ourselves, what are the hindrances in our life. Many times to seek God, there are hindrances in our life too. Here we can see, for Zacchaeus, seeing Jesus, the hindrance was the crowd. He couldn't see because the crowd was there. What about us? We need to examine ourselves. Many times we get engaged so much into this worldly things that we don't get time to seek God. And we need to identify what are the things that is suppressing or that is like hindering us from seeking a God. And God has given us a good understanding to examine our own self and see what is it, and then to identify it. Zacchaeus over here understood that it's the crowd which is in front of him, through which he is not able to see God. And when we read Luke chapter 8 and verse 14, Luke chapter 8 and verse 7, it says that, "And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up, and it choked it." And verse 14, it says, "Now the ones that fell among the thorns are those who, when they have heard, go out and are choked with the cares, riches, pleasures of the life, and bring no forth to maturity." Here it says about the sinner, or else it says about the word of God, which is being the parable of sower, the word of God which is being sowed. But when he tried to compare with this verse which we read, we understand that many a times it so happens that even we try to understand, when we hear the word of God, when we hear some messages, we understand what are the hindrances in our life. Most of the time people take New Year resolutions. Many a time when we hear the word of God, and when the God speaks to us, when listening, we take so many decisions. But what happens is, when we go step out of this assembly, when I step out of the church, the cares of this world, they try to choke us. We need to understand that the world and the worldly things may choke us at any time. And here, as he said, that we need to identify, and we need to work out on what is the things that is hindering us from seeking the word of God. And then in verse 4, there you can see, "So he ran ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was going to pass that way." Here we can see Zacchaeus running ahead and climbed up to a sycamore tree. When you think of this sycamore tree, is what I understand is a small tree. It's not such a big tree as such. It's a small tree, and it used to have various many branches. Zacchaeus, he understood that there is a hindrance in front of him. He cannot see God. And we can see that Zacchaeus himself, find a way out. He had only one aim or one goal in his life, that is to see Jesus. And he was struggling so much that when he couldn't see Jesus because of the crowd, we can see him running ahead and climbing into the sycamore tree. As I said, that Zacchaeus was a chief tax collector. He was a person who was of a high profile. And normally we know that a person with a high profile would mind doing all such things. He will never do such an act of like running around in the crowd or like going and climbing up on a tree. It's all like for his own status. It's not good. So most of the people, those who are the chief position or the prime position, they won't do such things. But here we can see Zacchaeus forgetting about himself, forgetting all what he was. We can see Zacchaeus over here is running towards the tree so that from there he can see Jesus. We don't know how far is the tree around. Maybe it's a half a kilometer or whether it's like half a mile. We don't know exactly how far it is. Because we know one thing, that it was a crowded place. Maybe like there were so many people, like thousands and thousands of people around. It might not be a few steps ahead there was a tree. It might be quite far off. But he knew that Jesus is going to pass through that way. And he ran ahead and he climbed up to the sycamore tree so that he can see Jesus. Here we can see Zacchaeus finding a way out. Zacchaeus himself finding a solution in his own life because he wanted to see Jesus. How are we in our life when we know that there is a hindrance? When we know that we are not able to do such a thing which is pleasing to God? Are we trying to change ourselves? Is it like only when we hear the word of God we take decisions, and when we go out of from here we are the same old man? We need to look into our own life. Many times, yes, we do fail, but the God over here, it says Zacchaeus, he tried to find a way out so that he could see. We need to examine how is our Christian life. Are we getting tired? Let's see tomorrow. Are we trying to postpone our things? Let's see later. Here we can see Zacchaeus didn't think, okay, fine, now I'm not able to see today. Let's see tomorrow. Maybe Jesus may come after a week or after a month. Are we trying to postpone our plans? Are we trying to postpone what the God wants to do from us? Here we can see Zacchaeus didn't leave that decision of seeing Jesus. He didn't postpone, okay, fine, today I'm not able to see. Let's make it up tomorrow. Most of the times it happens, if today I'm not able to go for a meeting, okay, I will go next Sunday. If today I'm not able to make it for this, okay, it's fine, I'll make it for... We need to examine ourselves. How are we in the presence of God? How do we come in the presence of God? Do we give the prime importance that is to be given to the God? We know that when we want to, when we want to travel abroad, or when we go to our native countries or native places, we know that for international travel, it's like you need to be there within 4 hours before. It's like that's how before you do a check-in. And same like that, and if it's 4 hours before, we are always there at least 5 to 6 hours before, right? So that we don't miss it out. How are we when we come to the presence of God? If a worship starts at, I remember days when I was young, when I was a small child in my parents' church, our worship meeting used to start at 10:15. And the evangelist over there was Shaji Samuel. He was the evangelist who was there. And he used to like start that prayer at, he started singing at least at 10:10. And he used to every time keep encouraging all the brothers and sisters over there that you need to make sure that you are there before Jesus arrives. Yeah, Jesus, we have planned a time that it's 10:15. Jesus is there at 10:15 over here. You always say that where two or three are gathered, there am I in the midst. When he is there in our midst, we should be there before that. It's not like we come half an hour or 15 minutes or 10 minutes later after Jesus is there over here. We need to look and examine ourselves. When are we in the... Even I know that Jesus knows our things. Okay, I understand if you are like there's some problems while traveling or else like if you are doing some work and then come. Jesus knows ourselves like what is the reason. But to be honest, like, and we need to examine that are we there in the presence of God at the right time? Are we putting an effort to come and sit in the presence of God at the right time? Or do we, even when our workplace, and here I'm not seeing much of punching. In India, we used to have punching. Like if my duty starts at 9 o'clock, I have to be there before 9. Even if it's 1 second, if 10 past 1, I will be paid. I'll be cut for half salary of it. So what I used to do is, even if I hired a bike with me, somehow, even if I increase, I make sure that I am there on time so that I don't miss that particular day's salary. That is effort which we put to make sure I'm there on the duty on time. So how are we when we come to the presence of God? Are we putting an effort to make sure that we are on time? Here we can see Zacchaeus running to see Jesus and making him sure that he sits, he can climb up to the sycamore tree and see the Lord. We need to examine ourselves. What is the importance that we give to God and the godly things? Do we put an effort to seek God and to spend time in His presence? And then we can see over here, verse 5. And when Jesus came to that place, he looked up and saw him and said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down. So here it says that, here we can see Jesus is calling Zacchaeus. And when Jesus came to that place, he looked up and saw him and said to him, Zacchaeus. What a great thing it is, right? If suppose we are in a crowd and the Prime Minister or the President of Ireland suddenly comes and David, oh my God, I'll be shocked. Zacchaeus, he knew one thing, he knew Jesus, but he had never thought like Jesus will be coming to that place and calling Zacchaeus. Now, I don't think so. In that sycamore tree, only Zacchaeus was sitting. There would be so many other people who might have tried to see Jesus, right? Because it was a short tree, and there were so many other people who might have climbed out that sycamore tree. It might not be only Zacchaeus was sitting on the tree, but when Jesus came over there, he called Zacchaeus. The only reason is that Jesus knew that this man Zacchaeus was seeking for me. Jesus knew in his heart that, yes, this man Zacchaeus is seeking for me. I know that most of times, like here we can see the God, the Jesus calling this man Zacchaeus by name. What a great thing it is to be called by name. Even in India, many of the times what happens is like the South Indians, they cannot pronounce the name of the North Indians. It's so difficult. The North Indians, they cannot pronounce the name of the South Indians. Forget about the names which they pronounce of the foreigners. It's something which we cannot accept. But we have a Jesus who can pronounce your name right. There will not be a small spelling mistake also when Jesus calls you. He calls very perfectly, whatever country, whichever place you are, he will call you very perfectly that your own name. There will be no spelling. Even man can do a mistake in calling you. The man can pronounce your name wrong, but Jesus can never pronounce your name wrong. He's going to call you perfectly. Just as over here we can see that Jesus called Zacchaeus by his name. And then he says that, and then over there we can see that Jesus telling to Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your house. Oh, what a great thing it is. Zacchaeus would have been too surprised. We all like surprises and gifts and everything. And such a thing which Zacchaeus would have never ever thought about. He just had one thing, just to see Jesus. He didn't have any other planning that Jesus should come to my house. I'll prepare something for Jesus and keep it ready so that I will try to go and invite him. Nothing. He didn't have any plan to invite Jesus. He didn't any plan to call Jesus as a guest to his house. But we can see over here, Zacchaeus' heart was known by Jesus. Jesus knew the heart of Zacchaeus, and Jesus stood there and said to him, make haste and come down. Hurry up. There's only one chance. Here, if Zacchaeus would have missed his opportunity, it is a lifetime opportunity missed for him. Because it says very clearly, make haste, hurry up, and come down. He would always, if Zacchaeus says, no, let me see, I don't like any excuses. No excuses will be accepted by the Lord. There's always an opportunity which is given to us by the Lord. And here we can see that Zacchaeus utilized that opportunity. He came down running and received us. Verse 6 says that, so he made haste. It's not written he came slowly. It's written very clearly that, so Zacchaeus made haste and came down. Just as the Lord said to him, make haste and come down, the same way Zacchaeus made haste and came down and received him joyfully. What a great thing it is to see that Jesus fulfilling the desire which is more than what he has expected or he has planned. That is not what he expected out of Jesus. Only the sight which he wanted to see, but it's more than that. From the life of Zacchaeus, we can see how a person can receive Jesus, or how a person can seek Jesus. Just now, as we saw, it's written, by seeking after him with an effort, we can see Jesus. By humbling ourselves, we can see Jesus. By coming down to him, we can see Jesus. As he invites you by name, we can see Jesus. And without any delay, with joyful heart, and with repentance and restitution. Here we can see the ways in which Zacchaeus had a humble heart to receive Jesus. And when we read verses 8 and 9. And then Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor, and if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore fourfold." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house." What a great thing in this. Here we can see that Zacchaeus over here renounced his sin, and Jesus proclaims his salvation. He declares all the sins, and he says that, "I will give half of my goods to the poor, and if I have taken by any means, by any false accusation, I will restore them for." Here we can see the confession of Zacchaeus, and the Lord over here, Jesus proclaims the salvation to Zacchaeus. What a great thing it is. When you put an effort to seek God, he is always there to listen to us. He's always there. It's not only this is not only to the unbeliever, but also to the believers. Many a times we do certain things which is against the will of God, but it's the Spirit of God, when he talks to us, when he speaks to us, when we take many decisions by hearing the word of God, and when you repent, he is there to forgive us. When you have a heart of seeking God, when you have a heart of repentance, just like Zacchaeus had, our Lord is there to forgive us our sins. And Zacchaeus here and I've never thought that day was a day of salvation for him. When he woke up in the morning, he might have just thought, just like any other people, "Let me also go and see Jesus." Everyone has a desire, the crowd is there to see Jesus. But out of that, Zacchaeus had a heart which was totally different. He had a heart of seeking God, and he had a heart of running and going and sitting upon the sycamore tree to see Jesus. Jesus understood his heart, and then that day salvation came to his house. May the Lord enable in the days to come that even in our small things, even in our busy schedules, even in the whatever condition or whatever circumstances in which we are, may the Lord enable us to seek God at all times. Not only when there's a problem, when there's a trouble, let's seek God daily. Same like the importance which we give to other personal things in our life, let's give importance to the Lord by seeking him. And let's overcome. Let's first understand the hindrances. We all have a good maturity heart to understand what are the hindrances in our life. Let's understand and identify the hindrances, and let's work out on that. Just like Zacchaeus found out a way of the hindrance in front of him, let's also find out a way of, for every problem, there's a solution. That's what we know that. And we have a God who's the ultimate to help us in each and every problem. He's there to give us a solution. Let's pray to that Lord, and he will give us the solution for our hindrances. Once you submit yourself in the presence of God, he is there to always listen to you. He will call you by your name, and he will call you my son, my daughter, and he will call you by your own name, and he is going to give us an opportunity to repent and to come. He is there to accept. When you declare, as we read in 1 John 1 9, 1 John 1 9. "And if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." Here it says very clearly, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us from all our sins. Whatever sins it is, it's not like big. It's not like before you, it's not when you are a sinner, or it's not like before you accept our Lord Jesus Christ. Whenever it is, whenever you confess your sin, whether it's a small or big, even after you are a child of God, even if you sin, even there's a small mistakes which you do sometimes in a daily life, knowingly or unknowingly, But when you confess your sins with a heart, He is there to, is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let's submit ourselves in the presence of God. And if there's anything that we need to change in our life, let's change our life, just like as we saw in the life of Zacchaeus. May the Lord enable us and give us a heart to seek God under any circumstances. And let that salvation, or let that joy of salvation, come in our house, in our own personal life. And let's praise Him and worship Him, and also always thank Him for all the great things that He has done in our life till today. As we saw over here, Zacchaeus never thought that day will be a day of salvation. And we don't know what day it is. But only thing, as we read earlier, we need to seek His kingdom, and whatever is our needs, He is there to fulfill it. Let's praise Him and thank Him. May His name be glorified.
Let's pray. Father, we are thankful for the Word of God. Father, we are thankful for this record that we have of this man Zacchaeus. Father, a story that is simple enough for a child to understand. And yet, Father, we see that there is great truth and practical application for our lives. Father, what a wonder to think that as Zacchaeus went looking for the Lord Jesus, he found that the Lord Jesus was looking for him, knew him by name, and wanted to come and enjoy fellowship with him. Father, we are thankful that the Lord Jesus continues to seek and to save that which is lost, that he continues to follow after and to seek after people. Father, we pray again for any that are listening to this message, that they would be challenged in their own heart, that as they try and get a glimpse of the Lord Jesus, that they too will discover that the Lord Jesus has already been seeking him, seeking them, that he has already given his life so that they might have this gift of salvation. And Father, what a joy it would be to hear of salvation coming to a home tonight because of someone putting their trust in the Lord Jesus. So Father, we just commend these things that have been spoken this evening into your care, praying that by your Spirit you would take them, apply them to our hearts and to each one listening. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.